Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right, so we're going to talk to the band Naya.
I thought these guys were from Japan.
Yeah. No, this isn't the Japanese band.
Hello.
Hello, is this Christopher?
Yes, Christopher.
Hey, Christopher, my name is Mark Summers, and I'm calling with Johnson Collection Agency.
Okay.
We have here a delinquent bill for a cell phone.
To what company?
The company that you're currently using, sir.
Which is what?
AT&T and Verizon.
I don't have Verizon.
AT&T, I said.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make sense. I pay it automatically out of my checking account.
Well, they automatically didn't charge that, or you automatically didn't pay it, one of the two. I'm guessing it's you because computers never fail.
That's not true.
All right, just kidding, Chris. It's the Extreme Bits radio show on Adobe Radio. We have an interview scheduled right now, correct?
Oh, good job, dude. You fucking punched me.
Were you sweating it?
Gotcha.
No, you got me right at the right time. I'm, like, doing all of our receipt accounting shit.
Oh, man. Well, if you pay your phone bill, you wouldn't have to be so nervous about somebody saying you didn't pay your phone bill.
And also, if you didn't pay your phone bill, you probably wouldn't be talking.
Okay.
Touche. All right. Point taken.
Hold on. Let me get out of the loud cabin.
All right.
You have no idea what just happened to us as far as our bus breakdown. So everyone is just exhausted and asleep on the bus. There's like two of us awake right now.
Your bus broke down? What happened exactly?
Well, basically, we were driving through northern Texas from Albuquerque, and we started noticing some vibration in the drivetrain. We've had this happen before. It actually fell out one time on a really remote highway in Northern California, right next to a cliff. Pretty dangerous. But anyway, so we noticed the vibration, pulled over, checked it out in this tiny town in Texas to make sure it was okay, and it looked like we needed to get it checked out. Happened upon a diesel mechanic right up the road, and he checked it out, and of course, the whole drivetrain needs to be replaced with the gaskets and the U-joints because they're just off and they're pretty much loosely vibrating. It could have been really bad if they had fallen out. So, of course, our bus is like 1973, and they can't get the parts in for a couple of days. So we ended up stranded in this absolutely tiny town called Quanah. We were like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? No one's going to accept us. Like, we have tattoos and dreadlocks and, like, this is, I don't know if anyone's going to accept us here. And the contrary was true. We ended up having like, the best day of tour, chilling at this mechanic shop in the back town of Texas with these guys just shooting the shit about engines and our bus in particular. We just got it fixed today.
Well, that's what life is like for a hardworking band such as yours.
Did you guys do a free show for them since they were so cool?
We were going to do that, but we had to get on the road, so we're just going to do it next time we come through. Like we had to play in Austin last night, and this guy pretty much let us borrow this giant kind of half bus that he had. Yeah, I mean, we hadn't even met this guy. He was a friend of the mechanic. The guy came over and completely let us borrow his entire vehicle. We drove to Austin last night, played a show. I got punched in the face on stage.
What? Did somebody
in Austin?
Real good security down there, huh?
We have Christopher on the phone from the band. Is it Naya or Nia?
It's Naya.
Naya, okay. So you got punched on stage in the face?
In Austin?
Yeah. It has been an epic couple of days. He didn't really get me that well, but I was just going berserk at the show because we had all this bus trouble. You know, randomly got a vehicle at the last minute to get there in the nick of time for the show. And we find out we're not getting paid at all, and we don't even get a free drink at all. We have to pay, we get a discounted price on the drinks. We get no money. We spend, $450 in gas to get there.
Oh, man, you can't let them.
That's rough.
Can't let them play you like that.
Man, fuck those. Well that's what it's like. We're catching you while you're in the middle of some of the hardest times in your career, I would imagine. Because you guys are just getting started. Are you guys on the road for the first time?
No, this is like round two. We had round one with our first record. It was toured about 8 months on that record in the first year. And then we kind of, you know, submerged ourselves back in our art in Portland and recreated a new sound. We just finished a record, basically, we worked on all winter, and this is the first tour with that record. The first national tour. Usually we do a loop all the way through Denver, like Western Seven States. But this is our first time with a booking manager, you know, helping us out. So, you know, we're seeing with the no pin, it's kind of like, you know, just starting up friction, working with somebody new. Because we do everything in-house usually. Like, usually me and the bass player are doing all the booking, you know.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you guys definitely are a hardworking band, that's for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I can't believe how hard you punked me, you guys. God damn it.
Well, that's what we do. We like to punk people here on the show. And you guys are so you're supposed to be playing LA tonight? Like, I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
We're trying to make a cheap for it, and I don't think it's going to happen. So for a drivetrain failure, though, only missing two shows is not too bad. But we're not going to make it there tonight, I don't think. We have Lake Charles tomorrow night.
Okay, well, you're supposed to play Fatty Arbuckles tonight, and I'm going to play one of your songs, and we're going to come back, and then you're going to call them live on the air and apologize for being late.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to play a song right now?
Yeah, I'm going to hit one of your songs here. Let's see what I have. The Fountain. We'll play The Fountain.
Yeah, play The Fountain.
Okay, and then we'll come back, and then you're going to apologize to the venue you're supposed to be playing right now, because you're not playing there.
I will.
Okay, it's...
I can let you talk to some of the other guys, too, if you want. A couple other guys are up and about.
Well, all I really want from you is to get somewhere that's not quite so windy. That would be great.
Huh. Okay.
All right, it's Naya. This is This is The Fountain. It's Adobe Radio Extreme Bits.
Bye.
All right, it's the Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio Music, that something or another. I don't know the new slogan, but that's Naya right there with the fountain. And on the phone we have their, I think the drummer, right?
No, the drummer was just on. I'm the singer.
Oh, okay, we have Christopher on now. And you guys are stranded, your bus broke down, and you're supposed to be playing a show right now in Louisiana, but there's no way you're going to be able to make it.
You got punched in the face last night.
It's been a hell of a time for you guys, so I'm sure you haven't had time to call the venue you're supposed to be playing tonight and apologize now, have you?
I think someone may have contacted them, but we should do it directly.
Well, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. I'm calling them right now. Here we go. And you're going to say you're sorry.
Okay.
This venue is called Fatty Arbuckle.
I like that name.
Hi, this is JD.
Hey, can I speak with the person in charge of music for tonight?
There isn't anybody here right now, boss. Just me.
Okay, well, we're from the band Naya, and we are supposed to play tonight. But we had a bus breakdown in Texas, and we are just getting on the road now. I think it's rather unlikely that we're going to make it down in time. I just wanted to call and apologize. Let you know about that.
Probably shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I don't see why the megafauna can't go on first.
Okay. We're going to try to make it there as fast as we can, but it's
no problem. We don't go on. We don't start here till midnight anyway, so.
I know. We're probably going to get it there at like 4 a.m.
Do you guys...
you can finish. But I'll let them know when they come in, boss.
Now, do you like Celine Dion cover songs? Is that cool if we play Celine Dion cover songs tonight?
I don't know, man. As long as it ain't gangster rap, I don't care.
Okay, we're thinking about doing some Celine Dion and maybe the It's Friday song, like, three times in a row.
Yeah, I've talked about it. I don't know. I ain't working tonight. I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll be looking for you.
I'll let them know.
All right.
I'll let them know, boss.
All right, I love you. Bye.
All right, peace.
He didn't even care. Yes.
So now he thinks
no gangster rap.
No gangster rap.
Wow, that dude's racist.
It is Louisiana.
Yeah.
Just no gangster rap. And then you said that you said you love the guy and you hung up the phone.
I did say I loved him and I'm feeling pretty strongly about that. He had a rather rich accent on the phone.
He got a little weird.
Let me hand you off to one of the other guys. You gotta hear somebody else talk, man. I'm the most boring one. Let me give you the guitar player right now. He's on right now. Kenton Clow, guitar player. He's wearing a horse head.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Well, we're about to wrap up this interview.
Can I give them a piece of advice right now?
Yeah, Jason's going to give you a piece of advice.
Okay, right now you might be some bad times that you're living through and some hardships, but you need to realize that, you know, 5 years from now you're going to look back and say, man, do you remember that? That was crazy. That was awesome. And you wish you were back there. So embrace it now.
Yeah. I mean, that's great advice. But I mean, what if I end up like on drugs or something or in a gutter somewhere? Well, then I'm screwed.
Make a diary so you can read it.
Sure, the end part of being a drug addict is bad, but the part leading up to that's got to be pretty cool, right? That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's all really cool, actually. It's great.
Think of all the books you could write and become a New York Times bestseller, and you could go on Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we have an interview with Dr. Drew tomorrow. We're going on with him.
Well, tell him we said hi.
Yeah.
All right.
And he owes us $50, that son of a bitch.
That son of a bitch.
Don't listen to a word he says. He's a lying prick.
The thing about Dr. Drew is he'll be all buddy-buddy and say, hey, I want to see you rehabilitated, blah, blah, blah. But then as soon as the mics are off, he'll be doing lines of coke right off the counter.
Or hookers' asses. Whichever's in front of him.
My name's Adolfo. I'm the bass player. I just got past the phone, and I'm hearing that lines of coke are going down as soon as the mics are off. Sounds like a fucking party, man.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
When you guys stop in our neck of the woods, we'll have to party with Dr. Drew and
bring cash.
You guys are on tour. We're talking to the band Naya. Their upcoming tour dates are in Louisiana, Florida, Memphis. Looks like Georgia. Pretty much the South, and they go up to New York City.
Of driving.
And then Missouri and Colorado. Damn, they go all over the place.
Yeah, but you need to get some dates in between to
buffer it.
Yeah, Tennessee to New York. I mean, that's
get you some gas.
There needs
money.
To be something in between there, I would imagine. A couple states
yeah, we've
at
got
least.
A friend I know that might be hooking it up with the show out there in between Memphis and New York. Would be really, really good. Oh, we've got one in Atlanta as well that was mentioned there. So it's like Atlanta, and then it goes Miami, and then it goes out to hopefully North Carolina, maybe even D.C., and then out to New York.
All right.
Now, the thing is, the funny thing is, East Coast looks in such less advance than the West Coast. West Coast is like 3 months out, and the East Coast is like 2 weeks, man. So while I'm on the road, I'm actually trying to book the East Coast. When the West Coast and the South, some of the South, the past 3 months, you know.
I don't even know what you're saying.
He's talking about booking.
Oh, booking? Oh, okay.
Well, it's
that is, we have Naya on the phone, and that stands for Now Is All You Have, and they are a band that is from Portland, or right? Portland, correct?
Now Is All, where's the Y come from?
Naya. Do we lose the
guy? Now Is All You Have?
I think,
should
I think
be
it's
N-I-A-Y.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here because I
don't get that. That doesn't work.
His call just dropped.
The acronym is not correct.
The call dropped, and that's Nia or Naya or whatever it is. Look them up.
Is that really what it stands for?
NIAYH.com. Yeah, Now Is All You Have.
Shouldn't the A be before the Y?
No.
Yes. What are you talking about?
No, dude. Now Is All You A-U
The acronym
have.
Is N-I-Y-A-H. Now Is You All Have.
Well, maybe it's
okay,
a typo.
Thank you.
All right.
Now Is All You Have, yeah. N-I-A-Y-H. Now Is All You Have.
But right there, it's saying N-I-Y-A-H.
Oh, well, that's not the one you want to look at. I think this is the one you want to look at down here.
Well, fucking show me what I'm supposed to be looking at, Jackwagon.
I don't know. I didn't write the email.
Fuck. Giving me the wrong material.
Well, you know, that would be Crystal.
God.
All right. So that's...
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, cracker. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, we got... hopefully those guys... I don't think we hung up on them, but their cell phone server sucks because they didn't pay their bill or something.
Yeah.
But that was Naya. All right. Extreme Bits will be back. We have a band from Japan we need to talk to tonight, and lots more to get to right here on the Extreme Bits radio show. What?
Do you think the band from Japan's mutating right now since they're exposed to radiation?